is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program. We want to thank you for being a part of what God is doing here in Brevard County. There's a lot of exciting things going on. I love this time of year where we celebrate the fact that Jesus refused to let our world go on a path that was not pleasing. He said, you know, the only person who can right this ship is me. And came and endured a whole lot of hardship. And not only did he come, was he born of a virgin and lived a sinless life and died for our sins, but he ever lives to make intercession for us. He is very much alive today. And so we want to thank you. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please don't go another minute without that. Make that call to God and say, hey, I am so sorry for the way that I have lived, and I want to ask you to forgive me. Be the Lord of my life. You know, a lot of times it's not the bad behavior that we fixate on, the things that, you know, makes testimonies that everybody goes oohs and ahs about, but it's simply the indifference of trying to live without God. That is also a great sin. And so we want to do life with God, God's way, with God's help, for God's glory. So thank you for tuning in. You can check out our Facebook page at Merritt Assembly of God. There's a lot of interesting things that go on there. My daughters try and make people aware of the things that are going on, and they do it in a less than Bob way. They have their own unique way of making announcements, and it is always entertaining to see what they do just to let people know what's going on. And I want to say thank you also to the people who watch our programs on Facebook. I do want to let you know that some things are in the works that are going to try and upgrade our Facebook service, our Facebook live stream of our morning worship service. We're going to try and upgrade that in the coming weeks. And instead of my phone being the broadcast point, which that is what it is, I don't carry my phone on Sunday mornings because I've seen too many phones go off during service, and I don't want it to be mine. And so my phone goes on to silent, and it goes into broadcast mode. We've got a little tripod and an adapter, and some people said, you know, we want to be able to see more of the congregation, so we put it further back in the room, and now we're getting ready to upgrade that medium so that we do a better job of broadcasting than what we have done. So please take note, we do have our Christmas banquet. That is not just a celebration for those who sit in attendance at Merritt Assembly of God. I received an email a few weeks ago from someone and said, hey, I'm a member of your radio congregation. So I want to send the invitation out to you. If you'd like to come and be a part of our Christmas celebration, where we literally just get together, have a wonderful meal, people dress up, it's a buffet style presentation, but it's not a potluck dinner. We have some people who help us prepare the food, but we would love to have you come. The only thing I would ask is if you would email us or if you would call us at 321-454-4263 to let us know that you are coming. That would be greatly appreciated, because there's nothing worse than going to a feast and it turning into a fast. you want to make sure that there's enough food for everybody. And so that's coming up December the 16th, 6:30 p.m. And so if you'd like to come to that, do let us know so that we can make appropriate accommodations. So, by the way, the way that we do that, our church is debt-free, and just about all of our expenditures throughout the year are put on a charge card that we pay off every month, and we use the rewards points that we get from our credit card to be a blessing to our congregation. So that's how that works. It's not something that comes out of the tithes and offerings or anything like that. It is strictly something that somebody says, hey, would you use our credit card, and we will pay you to use our credit card, and they make zero money off of us, off interest, and there's no annual fee or anything, so there's not a downside for us. So anyway, let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, see if we can't get a little further into this today. We'll begin reading in verse number 13. We're talking about the will of God. It says, therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. So let me just talk to people who might be in a position of authority, because a lot of people get kind of heavy-handed, and they think that they are there to make sure that everybody stays in line and crack the whip if anybody gets out of line. I want you to see here that Peter writes that those who are empowered by the king are there for treatment of evildoers, but also for the praise of those who do good. And I believe that complimenting someone, rewarding someone, thanking someone is a very underutilized gift of leadership. My leadership style is to try and set people up to succeed, not to fail. And then I love to brag on people. I just do. I when we did some ministry several years back, and when we did that ministry, there were people from the congregation that were leading people to Jesus, and I was more excited about them leading people to Jesus than I was about the people I got to lead to Jesus. I was very excited that they accepted Jesus, but I was so excited that the congregation was growing in functionality, growing in understanding what the will of God was for their life. And so I love that. I love to brag on my kids. I love to brag on my office manager and my worship leader, the people who help support the program. I love to boast about the leadership of our church. We've got some phenomenal leaders. I think that there are people who are tremendously gifted at Merit Assembly of God, tremendously gifted. But we all have room to grow. So I just want to take this opportunity, and that is, if you've got somebody that is in your department or in your company, make sure that you give them a compliment, and don't do it in private, do it publicly. The way that I believe that we should operate as leaders is we should correct in private in public. Correct in private and praise in public. And so many times people will ask me to help them with the process of dealing with something, and it depends on what it is. If you are praising somebody, man, make a spectacle out of it. If not to steal their reward, because that's not it. A lot of people do it for the praise of men, but you want to make sure that you do your part. I'm not going to withhold giving someone a compliment because God tells me that I should celebrate that. But that person's got to make sure that they're doing it for the praise of God and not for the praise of men. But please understand, if you're listening to me, please do not correct publicly. Please don't do that. It might feel like it's the right thing to do at the moment, but I can tell you from personal experience, it sends the exact wrong message. And, you know, I don't like to correct people on Sunday, period. You know, I love to celebrate. So pretty recently I had a conversation with somebody and I was talking about one of the people that works for me, and they said, man, that's fantastic. Somebody that's still increasing in their capabilities. And I said, oh yes. I said, my pay probably isn't, you know, all that they deserve. I mean, my staff is part-time. But I try and do the best that I can. But I would much rather be somebody who is, how do I want to say that? Not reserved in my verbal praise of them. That's the way that I'll put it. So verse number 15, for this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. You've got to realize that this is going back to the point he was making about people who would speak evil against you as the redeemed of the Lord, and they would impugn you and they would call what you are doing evil. And if you remember from the earlier broadcast, we said that people speak evil about things that they do not understand. They speak evil when their heart is full of evil. And so Peter goes on and he says, this is the will of God. This is not up for debate. It is not up for some modern philosophical, disqualification. There are a lot of people who take the wisdom that God's word has to say under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and they want to try and put some modern spin on it and tell you why that's bad. And I want you to know that's not going to weigh itself out. God's word says that his word is settled forever in heaven and on earth. Not one jot or one tittle, not the least little stroke of the pen is going to ever pass away. He intends for it to remain forever. It is settled case law. Not up for debate, not up for revisiting, it's not up for appeal. And so he says, this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. You need to realize that people have an uncanny ability to be able to disclose their own foolishness. A lot of times we don't have to do it for them. They will do it by themselves. Our job is not to try and outshout them. Our job is to demonstrate by our holy and righteous actions that we are going to silence the foolishness and the ignorance that they are proclaiming. Okay? And so, again, you don't have to get into an argument by it. You say, okay, you have your argument. I'm going to demonstrate what God says right over here. And there's an old saying. I don't really know where it came from. It's just something that I remember hearing a long time ago, and that is that people with an experience are never at the mercy of a person with an argument. And that means when I've experienced the goodness of God, when I've experienced the light of Jesus Christ, and there's somebody that wants to undermine the revelation that God has or the experience with Jesus that I've had, and all they've got is an argument, then they don't have anything. They don't have any leverage on me. All they've got is bluster. All they do when they open up their mouth is they reveal that they are ignorant and that they are unaware of all of the facts. Okay? And the way that they speak demonstrates that they are not operating in wisdom. I believe that what Proverbs says is wisdom is crying out, looking for people who will leave behind folly and begin to operate their life in the manner of wisdom. I truly do. I believe the invitation is open to all. But too many people are looking to put other people down so that it makes them feel good. I remember one conversation that I had years ago, and it wasn't about anything substantial. I don't remember exactly what the subject matter of the conversation was, but I know it wasn't about God. I know it wasn't anything personal. It was just some trivial current event that was going on. And I knew what the reality was, and this person continued to bluster and bluster and bluster and insist that their recollection of the facts was true, even though it was wrong. You will find that in life there are many times that people will insist on being right even when they're wrong. And I could have done a couple of things. I could have made a big deal about it and gone and done a Google search and pull it up and all that. But I didn't need to do that. All I needed to say was, okay, whatever. You know, I don't need to prove how smart I am. I just need to demonstrate it. I just need to demonstrate the wisdom and the love of God to a society that desperately needs it. I don't need to be right about the news articles. I don't need to be right about dates. I don't need to be right about numbers or anything like that. But I do want to be right about Jesus. And so I am more than glad to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ, even when people are making foolish arguments because they don't understand everything, and they reveal their nature more than... I would love for people to reveal the goodness of God in themselves rather than foolishness. That's the reality. So he says, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good..." So that's the thing. We do good even when people are acting foolish. We do good because we know God even when people are acting in ignorance. We do good even when there is an argument that is going on or someone is making fool. He says, we do this as people who are free. Okay? I want you to stay with me here. As free, not using liberty as a cloak for vice or for sin, but as bond servants of God. Do you see that he says we are free and yet we're bond servants at the same time? The truth of the matter is the liberty that God has given to us is he has broken off the chains of slavery, spiritual bondage from our life, so that we now are freed from the impossibility of doing the will of God. Now we are free to live the way that God wants us to. That is tremendous. That is tremendous freedom. Many people want to take that freedom that we have been given and they want to go right back and start rebuilding chains of sin in their life. But that's not what God set you free for. He didn't set you free so that you could go right back into the bondage again. He set you free so that you could call other people out of bondage into the glorious freedom of the children of the Most High God. That's the will of God. It is absolutely the will of God. And so you say, you know what? I am going to walk in covenant relationship with God. I am a person who is in a covenant relationship of service to God. In the Old Testament, there were people who discovered that the master that they were serving was better to them than anyone had ever been. And they said, you know what? I don't ever want to leave. There was a time when Jesus was presenting a very difficult teaching, and thousands of people, this is right after the feeding of thousands, tens of thousands, more than likely, including the women and the children, and he started giving them a very difficult teaching. They didn't understand it, and so they started walking away. And Jesus turned to his disciples. They were all that was left. And he said, do you want to leave too? And their response was, where else would we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. When you've lived in darkness and all of a sudden you see the light and you start living in the light, you realize this is the best relationship that man could ever have. Why would I ever want to go back to the pig pen when God has called us to live in the palace? Okay? So he goes on and he says this. This is what you are free to do. Excuse me. You are free to honor all people. I pray that this Christmas season, it will be a season of honor. Live honorably. I don't want to live in a manner that is dishonoring. So there's a lot of things I don't say because I want to make sure that I honor God. There are a lot of things that I don't do because I want to make sure that I honor God. There's a lot of people that I want to recognize because I want them to be honored. They are a blessing from God. I pray that you realize that you are a blessing from God to those around you, and the people around you are intended, if they're godly people, they're intended to be blessings to you. And so I pray that we would be, rather than being in competition with one another, we would be in a mutual admiration society where we realize the honor and the privilege of being a child of the Most High God, and surrounded by some of the most phenomenal people around. Love the brotherhood. Love the brotherhood. There are two noticeable characteristics. There's probably a lot, but two that are identifiable characteristics of the children of God that I want to talk about. One is that you do the will of God. Jesus said, my mother and my father, my sisters and my brothers are those who do the will of God. And the second is that Christians are known by their love, that people will see your love and they will know that you are children of God. We need to, our love is not something that is supposed to be concealed. It's supposed to be an unconditional. We love because God loved us. We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. In fact, in the epistles of John, it says, how can you say that you love God when you don't love your brother? It is supposed to be a manifest, tangible representation, not just lip service, but that it's supposed to be something that carries action with it. Love is an action word. Fear God. The will of God is for you and I to walk not in a phobic fear, not in a terror of Him, but in a reverence of Him. You know, we live in a pretty casual society right now where many times those walls of appreciation, those walls of honor that have been in place for hundreds and hundreds of years, that many times those things have come down and we operate with a great deal of familiarity. And I want you to understand, God is a good God. God's not a God to be terrified of, but He is still an almighty God. If you talk to an electrician has a great appreciation for electricity as it flows through the wires, but they also have a great deal of respect for it. And so they're not going to operate in a lackadaisical manner. They're not going to be doing stupid stuff around it. They're going to operate with a great deal of reverence for it because they know that there is power behind that. And so we need to walk in awe of God. And if we would do that on a daily basis, I believe we would be a lot more effective in our ministry for God and say, okay, God, today, this is not a day about me. This is a day about you. How do you want me to live? What do you want me to say? Who do you want me to talk to? It's the will of God for us to do that. And we talked about honor all people, but also to honor the king, to honor those people in government. And, you know, right now we live in a time that is very contentious when it comes to the political environment. Can I just ask you to embrace the will of God and say, God, you know what? You take care of that. My job is to pray for those in government. My job is to honor those in government. God's job is the one to change their heart. It says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he can steer it any way that he wants to. So I want to encourage you, don't get too involved in the contentious, partisan battles that people want to face. You say, you know what? I'm going to do my job. God's going to do his job. And let's leave it at that. You know what I do? It doesn't matter whether it's a D or an R in front of the president's name. I pray for them. I pray for them that they would have a wonderful relationship with Jesus. I pray for them that they would appreciate the wisdom of God's word. I pray for them that they know more than I know. I pray for them that they would be surrounded with godly counselors, because that's what Proverbs says is a great place to be. And so I want to pray for them, because I want us to be able to do our ministry in peace. And so let's put the bickering of politics aside, and let's say, you know what? This is Christmas. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. The government, the increase of his government and of his peace, there shall be no end. The government shall rest on his shoulders. So let's put things in God's hands where they're supposed to be. That's the will of God. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.